Arianism was not as influential in the West as it was in the East. The West, through Tertullian, had already formulated orthodox thoughts about Trinitarian dogma. Earlier, in the second half of the 4th century, Hilary of Poitiers wrote 12 books on the Trinity, the name of it as well. Later, obviously, Augustine's On the Trinity was an important theological work of the West on the issue. It is here that Trinitarian theology took the form for both East and West through Augustine's writing. He is regarded as the most influential Latin patristic writer, and he makes it clear that the distinction between persons of the Trinity is not due to their external actions, but due to their inner relationship. Because our vocabulary limits the way we understand the Trinity, it is impossible for us to comprehend in its entirety the manner in which the Trinity works. Only God can rightly interpret himself completely. Augustine used the term substantia, or substance, and persona, person, to refer to the manner in which they related. Three personas and one substantia. Augustine believed that the Trinity was best compared analogically to the memory, the understanding, and the will, three aspects of the same function of the same life. However, every single analogy of the Trinity fails because only God is infinite. He knew that God can only be compared to himself correctly, and that all illustrations ultimately fail. Analogy, however, is the only way by which Augustine believed men could understand, or rather apprehend, part of the Trinitarian doctrines.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com. By phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's E-D-M-O-N-T-O-N, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart, from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, I have not commanded them, whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle was adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew.